In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many of you, I'm sure, have seen the 2004 film, The Passion of the Christ. In the beginning of that film, as the Lord Jesus is praying to his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, he looks up into the sky and beholds a full moon. This full moon indicated the impending arrival of the Feast of Passover and remains eminently relevant for us today. Each year, Easter is dated as the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox, usually the Sunday following what would have been the Old Testament feast of Passover. For this reason, the final full moon before Easter has traditionally been known as the Paschal moon, the moon that our Lord saw just before his passion. This year, the Paschal moon came on a particularly special day this past Monday, March 25th. Normally, March 25th is the Solemnity of the Annunciation, but since it fell during Holy Week this year, the feast is transferred to the first available date after the octave of Easter. Nonetheless, this date holds special significance for us, as it has for the entire history of the Church. According to the great consensus of the Fathers of the Church, March 25th, being the date of the Annunciation, that is, the incarnation of God as man, was also recognized as the date of the Lord's death. In addition, it was seen as the date of the beginning of creation, since as the beginning of spring was and is an image of the creation starting anew each year. The Paschal moon falling on this date this year demonstrates in a significant way the tremendous gift that the Lord Jesus gives us on this holy night. In the Old Testament, at the Passover, Israel consumed the sacrificial lamb. After this night, the new Israel, the church, is fed until the end of time with the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. In the aftermath of the Passover, Israel consumed bread from heaven and still died. On this night, the Lord Jesus gives us the true bread from heaven, his flesh for the life of the world. Emulating his own act of creation, our Lord on this night gives us something singularly new, the gift of himself. Taking the unleavened bread of the Passover into his hands, our Lord blessed the bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, the chalice after supper, saying, "This chalice is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As he consecrated the Eucharist at the Last Supper and set apart the 12 as priests of the New Testament, Christ identified himself with his ministers in a personal and permanent way. From that Last Supper until the last moment of the world's existence, our Lord has committed himself to be present to his people whenever one of his priests obeys his command, "Do this in memory of me." Through the sacred rite of the Holy Eucharist, bread ceases to be bread, becoming our Lord's body, born of the Virgin, crucified for our sins, raised from the dead. The Passover wine ceases to be wine, becoming Christ's blood poured out on the cross to ransom us from sin and Satan. Believers in every age and place meet the one Jesus crucified and raised from the dead in the humble appearances of bread and wine. The Holy Eucharist has given and continues to give millions of people throughout the world access to the one Christ, the Creator and Savior of us all. In the famous Bread of Life discourse in the 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel, our Lord declares that the Father has given him power to give us poor sinners the gift of eternal life. He says, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him has God the Father set his seal." The eternal life that only he can give comes to us in this bread of life. On this holy night, the Lord Jesus goes to be delivered into the hands of sinners. It is a night of great sorrow in which we will see the bridegroom taken away from us. But it is in this moment of sorrow, separation, when hope seems lost, that our Lord gives us his greatest gift, the gift of his personal and abiding presence in the Blessed Sacrament. In this sacrament, this medicine of immortality, we will be made more and more into Jesus, and like him, we too will overcome death itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.